No matter how good and how loving your children are, there always comes a day when you want to exchange them for someone else. There comes a time when you say, I love my children, but they are a pain in the neck. There was a little scene where a businessman came back from vacation and his friend said, well, Joe, how was your vacation? He says, it was beautiful. I bought a puppy for my children. He says, very good exchange. Very good exchange. God never thinks like that, although I'm sure he feels it. It's expressed in the sacred scriptures of the Jewish scriptures. How often he calls his chosen people that he chose a stiff-necked people that don't want to bend their neck. This is an image in the Old Testament of the will, the human will. How difficult it is to raise children is often because it becomes a contest of wills. I choose to do what I want to do, and not what someone else tells me to do. But throughout the Bibles, like a good parent, no matter how much we bug him, no matter how much we disappoint him, no matter how much we are not the children he would like us to be, he is like a hopeful mother, a hopeful father that never gives up on us. As the Pope is often wanting to quote, we may give up on asking forgiveness, but God never gives up on granting us forgiveness. So when we look at the world today and we look at our own life, always remember there is a reason that you were born, that God gave you the gift of life, and he will never abandon you no matter how bad you may feel about yourself. Always think of this. The most loving thing that you can do for your enemies and for your friends and for your families is to work with God to save yourself, to become a better person. Other people may say to you, revenge and a good life is the best revenge. Not for the Christian. A good life and repentance is the best gift of love. We don't live for revenge. We live for helping one another. So every time you want to give up on yourself, or maybe you're disappointed with yourself, smile, believe in God, and say, I will do the best thing I can do for my friends and for my enemies. I will continue to become a better person to show my God and my friends and my enemies how much I love them. Saving yourself is not a selfish act. It is one of the most loving things we can do. Slava Isusu Christu.